This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another measure that will now become law after lawmakers override the governor's veto.
For Senate Bill 608, Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senate Bill 608 modifies provisions relating to health care. The measure received final legislative approval on May 13th, was vetoed on July 5th, and then resurrected on September 14th. During last week's annual veto session, bill sponsor Senator David Sater of Cassville told his colleagues why his proposal was given the thumbs down by the executive branch.
And I contend as though it will increase the health of the recipients by getting them to their appointment to the doctor and increasing their health. And that's one of my objectives, has always been that way. And also, here's another reason for rejecting it, which I don't quite understand, is because we didn't expand Medicaid to the 138% from what it is right now, which has nothing to do with the bill that I had.
Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City mentioned this bill includes language from one of his proposals introduced during the regular legislative session.
Well, it has my bill as a big portion of it. The Healthcare Transparency Act is probably the meat and potatoes of what this bill does. No bill is perfect. I wouldn't support the underlying bill in absence of legislation to bring cost transparency to the healthcare market. But because it does have that in there, I think that that benefit to the middle class, really all classes, of knowing how much cost of service is going to be before you consume that cost.
Senator Jill Troop of Creve Coeur told Senator Sater some of their colleagues are unable to agree with the underlying premise of the bill.
You know, there are differences of opinion on this bill. I know we talk about intentions a lot of times, and I think when you introduced the bill, you said that your intent... Well, let's hear what your intent is again when in introducing the underlying bill here.
First of all, you talked about the no-shows on the appointments to the doctor's office, and then the second part of it was the emergency room overusage, which I've talked to many nurses and doctors in emergency rooms, and that is a definite problem.
Several elements have been added to the original measure, including vaccinations, the Healthcare Cost Reduction and Transparency Act, palliative care, administrative rules regulating the construction of hospitals, certificates of need, the Physical Therapy Compact, the Nurse Licensure Compact, emergency supplies of medication, medication synchronization, pharmacy benefit managers, insurance coverage for occupational therapy services, prescription eye drops, and healthcare price transparency. The new law will take effect on October 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.